Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakaptarubhyascha kripa sindurbhyevacha. Paditana bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So at the end of this third chapter, this third chapter is titled Calculation of the Lord's Horoscope. So at the end of this third chapter, there is a what we call a phala stuti. Phala meaning fruit and stuti meaning prayer. It's a prayer for, well, not a prayer, but it's a declaration, actually, of the particular mercy that we may receive from hearing these subject matters. So let me just read this. Whoever hears about the appearance of Lord Gaurachandra will never feel distress, either during this life or at the time of death. By hearing the topics of Sri Chaitanya, one attains the fruit of devotional service to the Supreme Lord and accompanies the Lord in his pastimes, life after life. This is very amazing. It's a blessing, a benediction, if we listen nicely to the subject matters we're going to hear about. Yes, so let me now read the first verse of this chapter. And it's interesting. Premadana Ratana Pasa Deka Gaurachandir Bhaja. Bhaja meaning bazaar, the shopping area. Behold Gaurachandra's marketplace, where the jewels of love of God are stacked high. He's got so many jewels of love of God that he wants to distribute. Yeah, so they're stacked high in his bhaja, his marketplace. So, the Lord, last night we finished off when the Lord was, you could say, really in the process of appearing. Yeah, he just appearing, just appeared like that. So, the statement is that when the Lord appeared, there was so much chanting going on that he was very pleased. And so when he appeared, when he came out of his mother's womb, he was smiling. He had a big smile when he came out. And it says, seeing his smile, his parents were filled with ecstasy, so much that they didn't know what to do. Yeah. And all the assembled ladies, because many ladies and just many people had gathered right at that time of the Lord's appearance. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, all the assembled ladies were totally bewildered and simply exclaimed, Jai, Jai. So, very shortly after, the reading of the Lord's horoscope took place. And this was done initially. Well, there were two people involved. The first one was Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the father of Mother Sachi. And he was a very, he was from what is now Bangladesh, And he was a very famous astrologer. Well, he was a very famous Brahmin and had different Brahminical skills, one of which was astrology. So he began to foretell the Lord's future. So he said that in the different houses, I am not an astrology, what to speak of, expert. I'm not an astrology anything, really. I just don't really have anything to do with it. But he was an astrology expert, and the different stars and heavenly bodies, or whatever they may be called, they take up different positions, which are called houses. And some of the positions, some of the houses are more auspicious, some are less auspicious, and some are very auspicious, and sometimes are terrible, actually. But he said, he became very ecstatic, and he said, in each house there are signs which indicate that this boy is going to be a king. He said, there's a prediction that in the future a Brahmin will become the king of Bengal. And he said, and I think this boy is going to be that Brahmin. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, after scrutinizingly studying each of the Lord's lagnas, some other astrological consideration, Nilambar Chakravarti foretold the highest fruits and was struck with wonder by seeing the Lord's beauty, because the Lord is the original, supreme personality of Godhead. Then there was another great personality there. And Chaitanya Bhagavat does not say who he was specifically, but he was in the guise of a Brahmin. He was in the guise of a Brahmin. And he began to describe the Lord's future activities in detail, including the Lord's distribution of Krishna Prema. And he said the following: this boy is Narayan himself, Lord of all lords. He alone will properly reconcile the conflicting principles of various religious preachers. He will preach wonderfully and thus deliver the entire world. People will receive from him love of God, which is desired by even Brahma, Shiva, and Shukadev Goswami. Just by seeing him, the people of this world will develop love for him, compassion for other living entities, and detachment from material enjoyment. What to speak of others, even Yavanas who are averse to Vishnu will worship the lotus feet of this child. His glories will be sung in innumerable universes, and everyone, including Brahmins, will offer respects to this child. So like this, he said, who has the power to explain the auspicious symptoms that are found in the houses of this child's horoscope? And he said, this child's name should be Vishvambar. Vishvambar. Vishva means the universe. And Vishvambar basically means deliverer of the universe, or support of the universe, like that. Shelter of the universe. And he also he should also be called Navadweep Chandra. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, commenting on the particular verse which talks about how even the Yavanas will worship him, will worship his lotus feet. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments by quoting Chaitanya Chandramrita of Prabodhananda Saraswati, which says, those who are untouched by any piety, who are completely absorbed in irreligion, and who have never received the merciful glance of the devotees or been to any holy place sanctified by them, so those people will still ecstatically dance, loudly sing, and roll about on the ground, being intoxicated by tasting the nectar of the transcendental mellows of pure love of God, given by Lord Chaitanya. So that devotee, that special personality, maybe he was a demigod or some sort of great sage from the heavenly planets. He was some sort of very extraordinary person like that. He said all these things about how the Lord was going to distribute love of God and uplift everyone, as we read. But you know what he did not mention? Do you know what he did not mention? He did not mention how the Lord was going to take sannyas, because he didn't want to disturb anyone during that festive occasion of, you know, it was a real sort of Grihastha Utsav. But he saw that the Lord would do that. He saw that. So Jagannath Mishra, hearing all these wonderful things from this great Brahman, great personality, he wanted to give him charity, but he was so poor that he had nothing to give. So all he could do, all he did, was grab the feet of that devotee. He grabbed the feet of that devotee, and that devotee grabbed his feet. And yes, so like that. Then musicians arrived and started playing mridangas, shenai, and flutes enthusiastically. And then demigods and demigodesses descended and entered the house, and mixed with the ladies who were gathered there, the local ladies. Aditi, the mother of the demigods, with her right hand placed rice and durva grass on the head of the child and blessed him, saying, live a long life. And as she did that, she smiled and then took the dust from Mother Sachi's lotus feet. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that the happiness experienced in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, the parents, of course, of Lord Chaitanya, could not be described properly, even by Lord Ananta Shesh, or by the Vedic scriptures. Yes. So, yes, it was all beyond the possibility of description. So, here, uh, at the end of this chapter, we're just coming to the end of chapter 3, and Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Lord Nityananda appeared on the 13th day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh, and Lord Gaurachandra appeared on the full moon evening in the month of Falguna. Therefore, whoever observes these 2 days attains devotion to Lord Krishna and freedom from the bondage to ignorance and devotees. In just over a week is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. 25th, I think. 25th. We must observe it nicely. And then on the 28th is the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, Gaupurnima. So whoever observes these 2 days attains devotion to Lord Krishna and freedom from the bondage to ignorance. Whoever hears about the appearance of Lord Gaurachandra will never feel distress, either during this life or at the time of death. By hearing the topics of Sri Chaitanya, one attains the fruit of devotional service to the Supreme Lord and accompanies the Lord in his pastimes, life after life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Gaurachandra along with his devotees so that I may not commit any offenses at their feet. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So now is chapter 4, the name-giving ceremony, some childhood pastimes, and the story of the thieves kidnapping the child. And we'll read the first verse. This is verse 1. Jaya Jaya Kamala Nayana Gora Chandra Jaya Jaya Tomara Premera Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to the lotus-eyed Lord Gora Chandra. All glories to your devotees who are filled with pure love of God. So the happiness in the house just increased and increased. And we mentioned yesterday that Mother Sachi had given birth to 8 daughters, but they had all died. But then she had given birth to 1 son before Lord Chaitanya. That was Vishwaroop. So Vishwaroop is the older brother. He is a form of Lord Balaram, actually. And Vishwaroop would take little baby Nimai. He hadn't received that name yet. He's just about to receive it. He would take him on his lap and smile. And all the relatives and friends would come every day. So now I'm going to read verse 7 of chapter 4. Verse 7. So all the relatives and friends would come. Some would recite mantras invoking Lord Vishnu's protection. And some would recite mantras invoking Goddess Durga's protection. Others would chant mantras while circumambulating the house. When the Lord would cry, he would only stop on hearing the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Gradually everyone understood this, and they would all chant when he cried. Demigods would come partially invisible, like shadows, and when people saw them, they would say that a thief had come. Some would chant the name of Nrisingadev. They would see the shadow leave after the demigod saw the Lord. And here's verses 15 and 16. Someone would say, catch him, catch him. There goes the thief. Someone else repeatedly chanted, Nrisinga, Nrisinga. One exorcist said, you are lucky you escaped today. You don't know the great power of Lord Nrisinga Day. Because they think these demigods are coming in, you know, partially invisible forms, that they're thieves sneaking around. So after 1 month, Nimai came out of the maternity room, and Sachi and the ladies went to bathe in the Ganga. So in the purport of verse 18, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says the following. So this festival, coming out of the maternity room, is called Balaka Uttana Parve. Balaka Uttana Parve. So this term refers to the occasion when a child is brought out of the maternity room. In ancient times, the mother had to remain in the maternity room for 4 months after the child was born. This occasion is also known as Surya Darshan Samskar, or seeing the sun for the first time. It has now been established that after childbirth, Brahmin mothers are contaminated for 21 days, and Sudra mothers are contaminated for 1 month. At the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu, the period of contamination for the mother of a newborn child was 1 month. As confirmed in verse 17, Paripurna Haila Maseka E Mata. In this way, 1 month passed. Later on, Satima. Okay, one lady, Satima, the wife of one Ram Sharan Pala of the Aula Sahajiya sect, came out of the maternity room right after giving childbirth on the grounds that the child was gifted by Lord Hari. Now, what happened? Something happened. Something happened. I don't know. Making a noise. It's not actually that's not broadcasting. Anyway, okay, we are carrying on. Right, so there we were. So they went to the Ganges and bathed there. And then they worshipped Shashti, who is an imaginary goddess. In the purport of verse 19, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, Shashti is an imaginary village goddess. This imaginary village goddess is worshipped in order to ensure that the child would not die early, but would live up to 60 years. Okay. So then Sachi distributed roasted rice, bananas, mustard oil, kumkum, betel, and pan to the ladies. And they blessed Nimai and offered obeisances to Sachi. So now, verses 25 and 26, the more the ladies tried to pacify the Lord, the more he would cry. But as soon as they chanted the name of Hari, the Lord would smile and look at them with his moonlike face, and they would chant and clap their hands. From that time, the Lord would do pastimes similar to Gopal Krishna. When no one was home, he would scatter things here and there, and then pour oil, milk, and buttermilk and ghee on the floor. When he knew that his mother was coming, he would lie down and cry. So Mother Sachi would come and she would chant, but then she would notice the mess and ask, who has done this? And people, she always had some friends with her, they didn't think Nimai could have done this. And they assumed that some demon came, but was unable to attack the child because of all the protective mantras. So the demon became angry, made a mess, and then ran. So Nimai was regularly doing mischief. Then the time for the name-giving ceremony came. So all the learned persons headed by Nilambai Chakravarti came. Everyone was thinking, what would be a nice name? And the ladies suggested Nimai. Because Nimai is auspicious, because Neem is auspicious. So Nimai is auspicious. He was born under the Neem tree, very auspicious. And they didn't want him to die as his eight sisters had died, all of them. So they suggested Nimai. And now we're in verses 46 to 50. After due consideration, the learned scholars there suggested an appropriate name. They said, since this child was born, all the surrounding provinces have been devoid of famine, and the farmers have had sufficient rains. Just as Lord Narayan previously delivered the earth, the entire world has become prosperous since the time of this child's birth. Therefore, this child should be named Sri Vishvambar. This name is also given in his horoscope. The name Nimai, suggested by the chaste ladies, will be his second name. Then in verses 53 to 56, it said, in order to examine the child's nature, they kept rice, well, uncooked rice, a book, roasted rice, money, gold, and silver in front of him. The book was Srimad Bhagavatam. Jagannath Mishra spoke to Nimai, listen, my dear Vishvambar, pick up whatever you find attractive. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments, Sri Gaurasundar did not grab the uncooked rice, the gold or silver, which are meant for Vaishyas. Nor did he grab the puffed rice to become a gluttonous, greedy Brahmin. Rather, from among the many Vedic literatures placed there, he grabbed Srimad Bhagavatam and held it to his chest. By this gesture, the Lord established the supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam and disclosed his future pastimes of preaching devotional service to Lord Krishna. So that was the purport of one of the verses there. And then, from all sides, the chaste ladies exclaimed, "Jai, Jai!" Everyone predicted that the child would become a great learned scholar. So then in verse 66, it stated that as he is now walking, he fearlessly wandered throughout the courtyard and grabbed whatever he saw, even a fire or a snake. And indeed, one day, a snake entered the courtyard. Let us read. I'll just tell you the pastime. That a snake came slithering out into the courtyard. And little Nimai went to the snake and grabbed its cobra, grabbed it by the neck. And Mother Sachi was there with the ladies, you know, every day. There was a whole festival practically there. And that they're all talking together. And Nimai calls out, "Mata, Mata, nice snake. He's my friend." And they all saw the snake. And they're just shocked. They're just shocked. And Nimai put the snake down. Someone grabbed him. They ran inside with him. Then inside, the ladies were talking again, and everything was going on in there. And they didn't notice, but Nimai went outside again. And then they realized, he's not here. Where is he? Where's he gone? And they went out, and there he was in the courtyard. And this time, the snake had coiled up. And Nimai was lying on the coils, and the head of the snake was over him like that. And someone commented, he looks just like Lord Vishnu on Anantashesh. But no one could do anything because they're afraid if they tried to take him, the snake would bite. So they just had to stand there and be in anxiety. But eventually Nimai just got off and walked away. Yeah. And little did they know, the snake was Anantashesh. He had come to visit his Lord. Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. They called out, "Garuda, Garuda." But to no avail. Yes. So after that, the ladies quickly caught hold of the Lord and took him on their laps, blessing him with the words, "Live a long life." Someone tied a protective charm on him, and someone recited auspicious hymns. Someone else sprinkled Charanamrita on him. Someone said, "This child has received a new life." And someone said, "That was a special snake, and therefore it did not bite him." Yes. Lord Gaurachandra glanced on everyone present and smiled. He tried again and again to go catch the snake, but they repeatedly stopped him. Listen to this. This is verse 76. Whoever hears these confidential topics with devotion will never be bitten by the snake of material existence. So you've all heard it. I hope you are attentive. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya has started walking. And there's a short description of his beauty. The Lord's beautiful form defeated the beauty of millions of cupids. Indeed, even the moon desired to see his face. The Lord's head was decorated with curling locks of hair, and with his lotus eyes, he looked just like Gopal. The Lord's hands reached to his knees, his lips were reddish, his chest was broad, and he was decorated with all other auspicious symptoms. The enchanting golden body of the Lord resembled the color of the rising sun, and his fingers, hands, and lotus feet were all beautifully formed. As the Lord walked around just like a young child, his mother became frightened. Oh, wait. Okay. His mother became frightened, thinking that his reddish feet were bleeding. Since the Lord's feet and toes looked as red as pomegranate flowers, Sachidevi feared that the Lord's lotus feet were bleeding. So everyone was fascinated with the child. Sometimes he'd go out of the house into the street and ask people for whatever he saw, rice, bananas, sundesh. Enchanted by his beauty, people would give him whatever he asked for. He would then distribute these things to the ladies who would chant for him. And then one day, two thieves came. And what happened? Devotees, you know what happened? Tune in on Thursday night. Tune in on Thursday night and find out what happened when the thieves came and met little baby Nimai in the street. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. Srila Prabhupada King. O Premanande.